RTE.com.
Dear listeners, hello and welcome back to the RTE interview. Today we are talking to Mr. Dr. André Fetzen from Agents for Impact. He is the CEO of this impact analytic company. Mr. Fetzen, thank you for coming to our virtual studios. How are you?
Hi, Christian. Thanks for the invitation. I'm fine.
Then let's start. What are SDGs? Why are they important for investors?
You know, introduced by United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, 17 goals that 190 member countries of United Nations adopted in 2015, with the aim to eradicate extreme poverty, address inequality, injustice, and climate change. They should lead on a global scale to achieve a sustainable and equitable world for all. They are therefore also called global goals. And they are like a common language on the subject of sustainable development. That being said, it is important that SDGs are not just lip service by nations, but rather must be applied, implemented, and achieved at the local level in every country. 40% of the world's leading companies already refer to SDGs as a part of their business strategy, which is a great news for investors looking to invest in money in sustainable companies that align themselves with SDGs. Could you imagine that $12 trillion per year that would be needed to achieve SDGs in 2030 can also be seen as a huge opportunity to invest, especially in the four sectors. Sector number one, food and agriculture. Sector number two, cities and urban mobility. Sector number three, energy. And sector number four, health. This is also a strong argument for investors and companies to align their investments with SDGs as well.
Interesting. That's a great overview, Mr. Fetzen. But now let's talk about the role of AFI. What is the significance of SDG rating at the Agents for Impact company?
You know, Christian, when I founded Agents for Impact in 2018, it was clear to me that we need to be unique. Not just in terms of our name, Agents for Impact, but also in the work we do. If we are to be a key player in the impact investing industry, we need to bring real impact by ensuring that organizations which we recommend to investors truly did align or take effort to align with the sustainable goals set by the country and by United Nations. That is why, right from the inception of AFI in 2018, we came up with the idea of developing SDG rating. We not only analyze 17 SDGs for microfinance, but also analyze over 1,000 quantitative and qualitative indicators to select relevant and appropriate indicators. And after that, it was significant for us to create something comparable to a credit rating for SDGs as well. And that's why, look, we worked with ex-Moody's expert on this. But it's not only one point. The other point, we also needed good benchmarks in our SDG rating. For example, SDG number one, no poverty. The absolute poverty line is $1.90 per day. It means if the income is below $1.90, this is extremely poor. However, it's not accurate because in several countries, the absolute poverty line is below this amount. So we need to ensure that our SDG rating covers three geographical differences and contexts. And to find the answer to such questions, we engage in benchmark analysis for our SDG rating. As a result of this long process, our final tool, Agents for Impact Sustainability Alignment Rating, or short FSR, emerged at the end of 2019.
Interesting. So, but that is just one part of your business. What other business models or products do you have at AFI which play an SDG role?
Clearly, SDGs at FSR, so Agents for Impact Sustainability Alignment Rating, are at the heart of the Agents for Impact. A rating is our important core competence. But we have two other pillars. Risk, which is sustainability, OSG risks, where we have already been supporting our client Hansa Invest since 2019. with plausibility checks of ESG ratings. For example, for well-known providers such as MSCI ESG and ISS ESG. And of course, research or debt investments with other very well-known names in the impact space, Investing Visions, with Managing Director Edda Schroeder. In total, we have generated 220 million of worth transactions in 13 countries for Investing Visions since we started our accreditation in October 2019. For every transaction we bring to Investing Visions, we first conduct an independent SDG check using our FSR tool to ensure that MFI meets the eligibility criteria internally to make forward to our client. And MFIs, I mean microfinance institution.
Okay, let's talk about these microfinance institutions, please. Why should they choose your rating tool over others? So what makes you unique or better?
I think what sets AFI apart from other rating providers is that for us, our partners are at the center of the entire rating process. We are one step ahead when it comes to assessing the alignment of institutional goals, products, and governance structure with SDGs. This means that we are constantly developing and improving the tool to cover market needs arising from a new regulation and approaches to impact investment and valuation. We were among the pioneers in recognizing this need and creating a robust framework to measure SDGs. Another one of our greatest strengths is that we have our rating experts spread across several countries where we operate, which give us unique perspective rooted in the local context during the assessment process. And again, about the most important, the rating team also evaluates additional qualitative information and documentation that adds qualitative value to the overall rating process. We see the tool not only as a means to end and to access our partners' SDG alignment, but also as an opportunity to initiate dialogue and processes within the institution that at the end lead to long-term sustainable development.
What else is in the store? Let's talk about the AFISA in the near future. Can Agents for Impact provide SDG ratings for other products as well?
My answer resounding yes. Our rating team has gained immense experience in the past 3 years, rating MFIs across the globe. They have also helped guide these MFIs on how to successfully implement SDGs in their organization, thereby making them more impactful. In fact, it is a key to mention that AFI conducts ESG rating on every potential investment opportunity we bring to our clients beforehand. The future for us to digitalize our tool and also to expand its applicability to financial institutions and organizations outside of the microfinance sector. We would like AFISA to be helpful to any company looking to align itself with SDGs.
Fantastic. Mr. Fetson, do you have any final words or comments or call to actions for us?
First of all, Christian, thank you for having me on your podcast. And one more important point before I conclude. I have been seeing organizations make statements that they are in alignment with SDG without making a meaningful contribution to achievement of the goals. World Business Council for Sustainable Development has found that 79% of its member companies acknowledge the global goals in some way, shape or form, but only 6% have actually aligned their business or sustainability strategy to 17 goals and their 169 targets. We should all together avoid such kind of SDG washing, because there is a big gap between reporting and actions. What helps here? For example, a recommendation from my rating team. And again, all good things come in threes. First of all, understand the underlying SDG goals and also the partner through intensive dialogue. Secondly, measure results, not just activities. Align your activities to specific SDG targets. Don't cherry-pick SDGs to report. And finally, set goals and action plans for improvement and to be prepared to change your business's model and strategies to ensure you meet your goals.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. André Fetzum. He's the CEO from Agents for Impact. Thank you for this interesting conversation, Mr. Fetzum.
Thanks, Christian. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.